531.
PMA News at 5, Good Fella Evening, All Get a One Talk. I'm Nemai Vodango. The Ministry of Health's reporting 15 people have died due to COVID-19 in the last 7 days, COVID-19 being either the cause of death or a contributing factor. There are 5,169 cases in the community and there are 599 cases in hospital. The total number of deaths due to COVID-19 have now reached 1,705 people. Public health experts say more information is needed about the deaths of 87 people who've died in their homes from COVID-19 since March. Official figures show on average 4 people a week have died in their homes since the Omicron outbreak hit, but little's known about who they are or what happened. Te Whatu Ora says some may have been under palliative care or had significant pre-existing conditions, while some may have chosen to stay at home or opted out of hospital care. Epidemiologist Michael Baker and Auckland GP Api Talemaitonga say context is key and more analysis is needed to understand if any of the deaths were preventable. Government will review its COVID settings in a month, but the country will remain at orange through winter. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says it's encouraging to see case numbers come down, but she says the health systems are still under significant pressure with the high numbers.
We still are at a place where we have, you know, over 6,000 cases roughly a day. We have over 600 hospitalisations. We still have pressure in our health system, particularly in this winter season. It is about supporting those health workers in particular, but of course we are seeing cases come down.
Trade unions say they're alarmed by revelations which appear to show migrant seasonal workers are being exploited in Blenheim. It follows a report showing workers forced to live in crowded, unhealthy homes in the middle of winter. Council of Trade Unions President Richard Wagstaff says there's always been concerns with the RSE scheme.
Migrant horticultural workers in Blenheim have been, you know, effectively ripped off and exploited, being charged $150 a week to sleep in very poor conditions and have transport and clothing deducted from their pay and really being badly treated in a way that's unacceptable in New Zealand.
Wagstaff wants the Minister for Workplace Relations and Safety, Michael Wood, to fast-track a review into the scheme. To the Pacific, James Marape has been re-elected as Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea unopposed. Marape returns to the top job after turbulent general elections marred by claims of election fraud, widespread violence, deaths and major damage to infrastructure across the country. His Pangu Party has won at least 36 of 118 seats. He's set to lead a coalition government. Finally, in sport, tennis great Serena Williams says she'll be evolving away from tennis after US Open. Williams says she's moving towards other things that are important to her, but doesn't like the word retirement. That's PMA News at 5. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmanews.co.nz.